SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial is set to begin late next month. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A New York judge announced that Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled, with jury selection starting on March 25th. With the decision, the judge turned aside requests for a delay from the former president's defense lawyers. Trump's attorneys blasted the decision to keep the March date, complaining that he will have to stand trial in New York during the presidential primary season. Trump, who is in the Manhattan courtroom, is accused of falsifying business records in a hush money case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, after months of very heavy fighting, Russian troops appear close now to surrounding the ruins of Avdiivka, where frostbite is taking a tremendous toll on European troops.
At one point, Russian forces were losing hundreds of troops every week as they launched wave after wave of attack at Avdiivka, where the Ukrainians have built heavy fortifications after almost a decade of fighting there. Now it seems Moscow is making its size count after cutting off a major supply road over the past few days, leaving defending Ukrainian troops short of men and ammunition. Should Avdiivka fall to the Russians, it would be more of a symbolic than strategic victory, but it's territory Ukraine is unlikely to reclaim soon.
That is BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Kyiv. An Air Force base in Montana was on lockdown today following reports of a suspicious person, possibly armed. Authorities at Malsom Air Force Base in Cascade County say the active shooter situation followed an active shooter drill earlier in the day. The lockdown lasted approximately 10 minutes. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of murder and injuring, but there's more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of simply what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all of their possessions, and their jobs as they flee. This is SRN News. Cybersecurity experts warning that hospitals around the United States are at great risk for attacks, such as the one that's crippling operations at a major Midwestern children's hospital. Here's correspondent Jeremy House with that story.
Experts want the government in Washington to do more to prevent such breaches. Assailants often operate from American adversaries such as Russia, North Korea, and Iran, where they enjoy big payouts from their victims and face little prospect of ever being punished. Federal health officials acknowledge the increase in cyber attacks on hospitals and say they're working to develop new rules to help healthcare facilities protect themselves against cyber threats. But they say more money is needed from Congress to help hospitals protect themselves. Jeremy House, Washington.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 305 points. More details at srnnews.com.